Well, today I'd like to talk to you about Larry Zonka. That name, Zonka. Wow, he's this Hungarian kid that grew up in a suburb of Akron, Ohio, and he's raised on a farm. I mean, just look at his face, that pug nose, just a tough guy. Born actually on Christmas Day, 1946, Lawrence Richard Zonka. And boy, he's made to be fullback. But if you look back at his history, he actually became a running back, a fullback, by accident. Because of his size, he played defensive end on the varsity team as a sophomore. And in the last game, he was sent in as a substitute on a kickoff return. And the ball just happened to go to him, and he took off running with it. And here's what he wrote later. He said, "I ran over two tacklers before I realized what I was doing. I didn't score or save the game, but I got a tremendous feeling carrying the ball. I was thrashing around, trying to run six ways at once. I loved it. I knew then that I wanted to run with the ball." So isn't it interesting how these things happen in our life? That something accidentally comes to pass, and from there it just has an incredible impact on our life. Well, 6'3", 237 pounds, 1968, he's drafted in the first round. He was the eighth pick out of Syracuse, and he's picked by the Miami Dolphins, and then played a little while with the Memphis Southmen, went to the New York Giants, and then ultimately ended up on the Miami Dolphins again. Well, he is a two-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, five-time Pro Bowl, three-time first-team All-Pro, NFL Comeback Player of the Year in 79. His number 39 is retired by the Miami Dolphins, and he in college was a two-time first-team All-American. His NFL career statistics, 8,081 yards, 4.3 rushing average, 64 rushing touchdowns. Made it into not just the College Football Hall of Fame, but in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Well, my memories of him were so, it's just so amazing to watch him and to see his toughness. And it says that he broke his nose about 10 times playing football in high school, college, and the pros. And it caused it to be permanently deformed. And he'd remain in the game even with blood pouring out of it. And so when you think about that, and if you had opportunity to watch him, if you've never saw him live back in the day, but if you were to watch him on YouTube videos, you'd see his toughness. And it was just one of those things where he was handed the ball by Greasy and then would just run right into a pile of guys and just seem to carry them for yards. Just amazingly, amazingly tough. Well, years go by, and because of years going by, people have different perceptions on how things should be. They look back on the past and they go, past, and they say, boy, things have changed. It's just not as tough. People are not as tough as they used to be. You'll talk about the wussification of football. They'll look back on how you handled the problems. You would just walk on it. I got this pain, well, just walk on it or rub some dirt on it. That's the answer that people give. But listen to the words of Larry Zonka. When he was writing, he was asked questions concerning how young people or how parents should handle the situations concerning their young one playing football now. He said, kids shouldn't play tackle football until junior high for a few reasons. In many cases, they are not well coached, and more importantly, not properly equipped. A child running around on a Pop Warner field with a sloppy helmet isn't cute to me. It's an outrage. This is coming from the man who was named in the list of the 10 toughest football players of all time in NFL films. That's pretty good. He's not a wimp. But at the age of 70, when this was written, he'd learned the cumulative and brutal impact of the game. He's seen what happened to friends, and as the years went by, what was the end result. It reminded me of a verse in Job chapter 12, verse 12. It says this: wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in the length of days. So these are guys that they have nothing to gain by saying this kind of stuff. They are people that have determined in their mind, as they've watched the years go by, that they say, you know what? I think that we should hold off on somebody playing tackle football until junior high. I think there's some wisdom there. You get a little more age, you get a little more understanding of what is right. I mean, that's even young probably too of some people. And so let's be people that when somebody is older and wiser and has something to say to us, that we would listen. The Bible commends that kind of thing, not just in the book of Job, but in other books throughout the New Testament, saying having a respect for our elders, treating them with respect, what they have to say.